I. Goldberg Army and Navy Store in Philadelphia closes its doors for good. Tomorrow night, the iconic Center City Army Surplus Store has been in business for at least 100 years. WHYY's Hima Nakandi reports status wasn't enough to fight big box stores and rising rents.
It was a balmy 90 degrees outside, but Naji Muhammad rushed to I. Goldberg to buy his winter essentials, a hefty jacket, raincoat, and thick gloves. Muhammad has made similar trips for the past 20 years, but this year's trip came early and less than 24 hours after the business announced it would close.
I immediately told my wife, I said, I have to get down there and get some things because I mostly work outside and there's a lot of odd things that the store has that other stores don't have.
Like Muhammad, dozens of others picked the store's racks clean after hearing the news. Nana Goldberg is the third generation owner of the store.
It's sad that we have to have a line going to the back of the store because we're going out of business. Where were these people other days of the week?
Goldberg says dwindling foot traffic made it harder to keep up with rising rents and compete with online retailers. Still, even diehard fans of the store felt the business had run its course. The store relocated a year and a half ago. Anthony Riley, a customer of 15 years, says the store stocked stuff that didn't interest him.
And I honestly left empty-handed most times I came over the past couple years, which really wasn't the case prior.
But Nana Goldberg is holding on to hope that an angel investor will step forward before the store closes on Friday. Hima Nakandi, WHYY News.